Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome to the Meatball Pod.
It's Thursday. I can't believe it's Thursday already. I feel like the time is just going so fast.
Another Thursday. And I have to say, the episodes are amazing. If you guys watched last week, we had our Meatball Day in Nashville.
Oh my God, so fun.
So much freaking fun. And I feel like I told the producers, like, every season we should just do one meatball trip.
Yeah, they're so much fun.
And we didn't do it this time. We forgot.
No, I know. I feel like they're like, all right, maybe next time.
But I feel like we had so much fun. And my mom came. So if you guys didn't watch last week's episode, make sure you watch, because it was the opening of my Nashville store. And I invited all the girls, but all the girls like had things to do. So that's why it ended up being a meatball trip, but it was supposed to be a girls' trip. But we had so much fun. My mom came out to surprise me, and Joey, and my employees were there, Gina. So it was just like a fun girls' day of just like doing the store opening. And then we went to bars, we were bar hopping. It was like such a good time.
Wait, I think it was so funny. I was drinking beer. You just see me with Coronas.
Oh my God. Yeah. And you're dancing.
I can't.
I think I had a beer too.
You might have. I might have like been like, just have a beer. It's refreshing.
I was like, all right, I'm a brisket.
But you know what it was? See, this was like, I knew that we were going to be drinking all day. And like on vacations, if I'm drinking like beers, kind of like, it's like, you know, it's like easy to drink during the day. It doesn't get you too fucked up, you know? So I was like, all right, this is a marathon, not like a sprint.
A sprint, yeah.
So I was like, I am going just do my beers, which is probably what we should have done in Boston, because that was crazy.
Well, I mean, now we know.
Yeah. Do the beers or the seltzers, hard seltzers.
Now we know.
Yeah. But one thing I do want to say, we had such an amazing security guard in Nashville. Remember Drew? And then he just passed away. So like, ugh. God bless him and his family.
Oh my God, I know.
He was so nice. So
rest in peace to Drew. He was the nicest.
He always made sure us meatballs were safe.
Yeah.
It was so sad when I heard what happened. But I just want to give a shout out to Drew for always keeping us safe. Rest in peace.
Yes, we love you, Drew.
But guys, I had a glitch in the Matrix last night.
Wait, I need to hear this again, because what the fuck?
I can't. When I tell you, I literally said to Chris, I was like, I think I had a glitch in the Matrix. He's like, Dina, go to bed. I'm like, no, I'm telling you.
Wait, were you drinking wine?
I had a little wine, but because we were getting like the backyard together for our big summer bash for the kids. And so like I was drinking a little wine, we're getting the furniture together. So I wasn't like heavily drinking wine. I was
okay.
So I said to the kids, like, because I didn't want to cook. We've been outside. We were all gross. So I was like, we'll just order. I'm not going to cook. So they're like, we want Wendy's. And I was like, no, we're not going to do like fast food like that. Like if you want, we could do, I want you to eat like a protein and a vegetable. If you want, we could do like Chinese food, or we could do like a chicken place. And then they decide on Chinese food, but I didn't want Chinese food. So I decided to get the chicken place.
Mm-hmm.
And their food comes, they eat. All of a sudden he says, my food's there. And I go to the door and it's fucking Wendy's.
And are you like, sure you didn't like subconsciously order it?
No. Cause I even like had my, I showed Chris like my receipt and everything. So the kids are like, woo, Wendy's. I'm like, no, this is not ours. I was like, this isn't ours. So it was like someone that I guess they ordered a, it was a Frosty and a soda and chicken sandwich. And I was like, this isn't, this is crazy. Because they were like, let's go Wendy's. I'm like, I didn't order Wendy's. And it's so weird that that's what got delivered to me. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, dude, that's weird.
Like out of all of the fast food places, it's Wendy's.
I think you and the other universe was like, yeah, let's get Wendy's.
Isn't that freaking crazy pants? So I was like, this is weird. So then I'm like, you know,
so
what?
Weird.
I like contacted Uber Eats or whatever and I got a refund, but I really wanted the chicken thing. So I was like, you know what? Let me try it again. So I ordered the chicken thing and then
you never got your chicken thing?
No, I never got it. So then I reordered the chicken thing and it comes and I was upstairs getting the kids ready for bed. And then Chris is like, you'll never guess what just happened. I said, what? He goes, the black cat outside was eating your chicken. And I was like, what?
Oh my God.
What? So I threw that out. So the universe just didn't want me to eat that chicken.
No.
Like
maybe you would have got like really sick from it or like something was wrong with it. Like the universe was saving you. And they said, girl, just eat the Wendy's.
I guess. But I just thought the whole thing was so freaking wild. And I woke up this morning like that was weird.
No, that would make me paranoid and like thinking of everything.
Yeah. I'm like, why did this have to happen? Like,
what the hell is going on?
Yeah, so then I wound up just making, like, corn dogs and dino
corn nuggets. Dogs!
I can't. Like, you know the baby corn dogs and dino nuggets?
Yes, I love them. Costco has the best ones.
So, yeah, I wound up eating, like children food at 8 o'clock at night. But I couldn't believe it. They're like, we want Wendy's. I'm like, no. And then Wendy's gets delivered to us.
I can't.
Like, yeah, I know.
That's really freaking strange.
You know what's crazy? If I was to put that on TikTok, all the conspiracy theorists would be in my comments like, oh, it was a timeline jump or something. And then
you should
panic
do
attack.
A story time.
No, I'm scared.
Oh, who cares?
No, because, I mean, I don't know. I'm like, what the frig? Ugh.
Everyone would be like, Dina, you definitely changed dimensions.
So weird. As long as I'm still with my husband and kids, that's fine.
Exactly. Okay, meatballs, if your dog could talk, they'd beg for Ollie. The full body tail wag, the excited little hop, the big goofy grin, that's the Ollie effect. So Ollie delivers clean, fresh nutrition in 5 drool-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. It's made in the U.S. kitchens with the highest quality, human-grade ingredients, and Ollie's food contains no fillers, no preservatives, it's just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup. They have more energy, shinier coats, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. With 5 protein-packed recipes, like fresh beef with sweet potatoes or fresh turkey with blueberries, even the pickiest eaters can't resist. You may think, oh my god, my dog is eating better than I do. And that's probably true when it comes to Ollie. So Rocky has been on Ollie for months now, and I wanted to put him on Ollie because obviously it's like the healthiest for him, but also he's a very picky eater. I thought he was just like a graze eater. Like he would just eat like whenever he wanted, but no, he actually like wants to eat. He just wasn't loving his food. So now Rocky eats 3 meals a day. He's killing it. His poops are way better, and I feel like he's just healthier and has more energy.
So guys, all you have to do is introduce your pups by filling out Ollie's 30-second quiz, and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and other health info. If you're a first timer, Ollie will send you out your pup's first box with 2 weeks worth of meals, a free storage container for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. You'll see more excitement at mealtime, shinier coats, and solid, easy-to-pick-up poops. 1 to 2 months on Ollie can help dogs reach a healthy weight, and you can get a customized plan. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between a full fresh plan, fresh topper plan, or a mixed plan with their freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They also have treats and supplements. And what makes Ollie different is it's the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you could get your pup on track to living their healthiest, happiest life. Your dogs deserve the best, and that means fresh, healthy food. Head to ollie.com/meatball, tell them all about your dog, and use code meatball to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box, so if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's ollie.com/meatball and enter code meatball to get 60% off your first box. Let's talk about your Bliss commercial.
Oh my God.
Well, first of all, I shocked you wore all white.
Yeah. So I had my so I did this campaign with Bliss about SPF. And it's supposed to be like a funny thing because obviously back in the day, like none of us put SPF on and we were like tanning with olive oil. And we just wanted to be the tannest. But obviously now as like moms and we want to like be healthy with our skin, we, you know, we wear SPF, we put it on our kids. So it just made sense to me, you know, to partner with them. But so I went to, so it was LBI. I thought I was going to Long Branch. And I'm like, why is it taking so long to get to Long Branch? Yeah, it was LBI. So we finally get there. It's chilly. But like I did my commercial, whatever. I posted it on my, I posted it on my platforms, you guys. You can actually, it's such a cute beach bag. It comes with SPF, a roll-on stick for the kids, and then this this yummy face mist. It's so delicious. And I'm obsessed with face mist. But then it has like the sandbags to get the sand off, and it has a lip gloss. It's just like a cute kit. You guys can get it at bliss.com. But I love it, and I'm going to bring it in the boat and everything. But yeah, so we did that, and then I wrapped like an hour early. So I told one of my agents, I was like, why don't we go get a drink real quick? Because he has a house in LBI with his family, and that's where we were. So we went to Daddy-O's, which was like such a cute restaurant. It was like beautiful inside. And then we went on the rooftop, and it was just like a beautiful rooftop with a bar and like bistro tables and lights and everything. I was like, oh, this is cute. So we got there at like 1:30, and I had a martini and fries.
Ooh.
And that's literally all I ate all day was the fucking fries because I wasn't hungry at the time. So I was like, oh, if I get hungry, like I'll order like a meal, but I just want fries right now. And then, all of a sudden it's 10 o'clock at night.
Wait, stop it. You stayed there the entire time? Stop.
Yes, the entire time. So I wake up the next morning. And I'm like, shit, where's my phone? I remember losing my phone.
So you had one thing of fries and 10 martinis?
Basically, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was like, Gianni, I'm just going for like a quick lunch after the shoot because, you know, we ended early. I'll be home, you know, in a little bit. Bitch, I got home at like 11:30.
Stop. Well, I'm glad that Gianni sees it's just not me you do this with.
No, literally.
Oh my gosh.
And Max, so my agent Max, he's a meatball. He is a meatball.
Is he?
And that's the first time like that we had like drinks together. And I was like, oh Max, now we can't do this ever again. He's like, he's us. He's
oh
us.
God,
he,
I can't.
He literally had 4 drinks in like 5 minutes. I was like, oh no, this is gonna be one of those.
So he's a good time.
So anyway, I lost my phone and it's still somewhere in LBI, but I ended up like erasing it. I got a new phone. So Saturday, I was so like, I wasn't like hungover, like sick. It was more like anxiety. Just because I was like, fuck, like my phone, I was freaking out. So I ordered Burger King. I ate the Burger King and then I was at Verizon literally all freaking day getting a new phone and hooking it up. And it was a nightmare. So now I have a phone, but,
oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, it was, you know, it turned into a little quick lunch.
Do you think someone stole it?
Ruining my life.
Do you think someone stole your phone?
Stop No, yeah, so we think someone stole it because I left it. So we were like, we were standing by the bar and like sitting on the bar, and I left my phone there, and then all of a sudden it was missing.
Oh, so people were probably like, oh, I got Snooki's phone.
Yeah, but like, gosh, they can't get in because I have a password.
Oh my God, I would have had such anxiety.
Yeah, so the next day I'm just like thinking of the worst things, and I'm just like, oh my God, I hate myself. So I ended up getting a new phone. I erased that phone. And now we're back in business. So I haven't drank since, and you know, just trying to not do that. But tonight I'm definitely drinking wine. So I was so Gianni's teased me because I told him, you know, I want to take a couple days off. Like I just want to like reset my body, whatever. And like I did drink a lot that Saturday, so I wanted to like take a rest. And last night he's like, "Do you want to have a wine on the porch?" And I'm like, "Gianni, do not do that to me right now. Like, let's do it tomorrow." But I almost had a wine last night.
Well, you're fine.
Yeah. I just hate the fact that I lost my phone and I didn't do it like intentionally.
You know, like, you felt like being drunk.
Just someone just picked it up. So,
but yeah, that's really what happened. You blacked out. And then the next day you felt like a degenerate.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
At freaking Verizon. And the people were like, "You look tired." I'm like, "I am tired. I lost my phone." Like, I told them everything. Like, someone stole my phone at the bar. They were like, "Girl, we've been there." I'm like, "Okay, thank you."
Okay.
Yeah, so thank God for the iCloud backup. Okay, meatballs, I had no idea that a pillowcase could be the reason why my skin has blemishes and my hair is breaking. And looking our best is so important to us, especially since we're getting filmed all the time when we're on TV. Us meatballs like want to look the best that we can, even when, you know, we're feeling rough. So thank goodness for the next sponsor on this podcast, which is Blissy.
So what you'll see with the Blissy pillowcase is you'll see healthier skin and hair in weeks, and it's better than satin, which is made from synthetics, is rough on your hair and skin, and is cheap for a reason. Blissy Silk has anti-aging properties, which reduces fine lines and wrinkles over time. It eliminates frizz, preserves hairstyles, and protects color-treated hair. It's dermatologist-tested and recommended and clinically proven to not clog pores. Unlike cotton, it's antibacterial and hyperallergenic. And with summer around the corner, it's been getting hot, which is no problem for us because Blissy's pillowcases are naturally cooling and breathable. This promotes better sleep, not to mention they're easy to care for and machine washable. I love Blissy. I love their pillowcases. I really feel like I get a better sleep with them. It keeps me cool at night because, you know, us meatballs, we like to keep it cool, especially when we're sleeping. But yeah, I absolutely love Blissy pillowcases. My kids love the Blissy pillowcases. I highly recommend. So meatballs, because you're a listener, Blissy is offering 60 nights risk-free plus an additional 30% off when you shop at blissy.com/meatball. That's blissy.com/meatball. And use code meatball to get an additional 30% off. Your skin and hair will thank you. You looked pretty in the commercial.
Thank you. I texted you. I felt so fat. So like the cape was kind of hiding me. But the day before, I had like pizza. And I totally forgot I had to be in a white freaking swimsuit. And I'm like, ugh. But luckily I was able to like wear like a ruched skirt.
Yeah, you look great.
Yeah. So I wasn't feeling confident. But yeah, it was a cute shoe. And you guys can get the beach bag at bliss.com. Love them. And
I mean, that so was how that. Were you the next day? Wait, so Father's Day? What were you doing the next day? Wasn't the next day Father's Day?
No, so the shoot was on Friday.
Oh, okay.
So Saturday, I was like trying to get my phone and my shit together. And then Sunday was Father's Day, and I got Gianni like all this like cute like fishing stuff.
Nice. What did you do?
Oh, we just hung out at the house. It was raining, so the plan was to go down the shore, and he was going to do like a fishing trip with his cousins and his brothers.
Oh,
but it was pouring.
Oh, it sucked out.
Oh, it was terrible. So we just ended up hanging here. They went fishing with the kids locally. And that was that. We didn't really do much. But I mean, this weekend, 100 degrees. Are you ready?
I am. Yeah, we really didn't do much either. I cooked. I did sauce, meatballs and stuff.
Yum.
Tossed. And then Chris's like brother's mom came over, my sister, and we just we just hung out, ate, drank a little wine, and yeah, I got Chris some cigars. So him and his brothers had cigars like after
dinner. Oh, nice. Shiani likes them too.
Yeah. And yeah, it was a really nice day. So,
and yeah, so happy Father's Day to all the meatballs.
And yeah, I know. It's so weird that it's just been like every weekend it's just been rainy. I'm really excited that this weekend it's not supposed to be.
Same.
And then next week I leave for Disney, so I'm pumped.
Wait, so I sent you, so I guess Vera Bradley came out with new designs of Disney stuff, and I sent you the link. How freaking cute. I want to buy everything.
So I got myself for this trip a Moana tote.
Because
I love Moana. Thanks. So I got a Moana tote for like the, just to travel with, and then also for the pool and stuff.
Oh, perfect.
And then, of course, you know, I have my Dooney and Burke backpack that I got.
Yes,
now.
Rich.
So I'm very excited about that. And then I got the Disney waterproof phone case.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, and then I got Lilo and Stitch sneakers.
Stop, can you send me? I want to see what they look like.
Yeah, I got them on Amazon, actually.
Really?
I saw cuter ones, but I couldn't get them made in time for the trip. So I got the ones on Amazon. Still really cute.
And then send me what they look like.
Cutest freaking dresses on Etsy, where it's like, you know the bathing suits that I was telling everybody about that kind of like make me look like skinnier because it like has the...
Oh, yeah, it snatches you.
So they have tennis dresses like that. So I got a bunch of those for Disney, and they have like Minnie Mouse and Mickey Mouse, Beauty and the Beast one.
Oh my God, you're going to look the cutest.
I got so many cute things. And then we're going to be there 4th of July. So I got like 4th of July stuff for us, like matching outfits.
Cute.
And then little matching outfits. So yeah, I'm really excited. I can't wait. We just keep talking about it. And I'm just like, oh my God, I can't believe it's already here.
We're going to have the best time.
I know.
Disney is the best. It's a magical place.
It really is. Especially with everything going on in this world right now. I'm like, I just need to like be somewhere where I'm not thinking or seeing things. I can't.
Yeah. Praying for all of us.
For real. And like, you know what's crazy? This generation, or not our generation, I feel like the one below us, I guess Gen Z, they're taking what's happening so unserious. And like, you have me, whereas I'm like, all right, I have everything I need. God forbid, you know, shit goes down. And they're like, oh, yeah, get ready with me for war. And I'm like, are they kidding? What?
Oh, God.
Is like that a, is this a coping mechanism? Or like they're making jokes about like World War III on TikTok. And I'm like, are these people crazy?
It's definitely for the views, for the clicks and the views.
But like even like over there. Like, they're, like, taking videos of and, like, putting music to, like, missiles coming down. And
oh,
I'm
God.
Like,
I haven't seen anything of that nature.
I'm all over there. And I'm like, how are people not freaking out? I mean, I guess maybe it's good people aren't freaking out. But, like, for me, I'm, like, worried. But, yeah, Gen Z is, like, so unserious. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know I don't know what they're going to do if they get called in to go.
Oh, my God.
So fucked.
Well, praying for all of us and that everything works out.
And then, like, I feel like it's all coming. Do you know, like, the Bible literally, like, has this all in the Bible, what's happening?
That's why everyone's saying God is coming. So get right with Jesus.
Yeah. Repent, for real.
No, literally.
It's like everybody's so unserious about what's seriously happening.
No, we are also like desensitized now. I feel like after COVID, because that was like an apocalypse type feeling. You know what I mean? So like, if aliens were to come down right now, like I feel like not everybody wouldn't freak out if like COVID didn't happen.
To be honest, I'd rather deal with aliens than all of these egotistic people that are taking care of these other countries and are like, you know what I'm saying? Like, aliens, I think, are the better bet.
Well, they're supposedly here to help us if we do go into war and nuclear war. So they're probably going to show up soon because that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah. Because I just feel like
they're going to yell at us.
They're going to be like, stop it, humans.
Seriously. I'd rather deal with aliens.
Well, I feel like they're coming as well. So
save the world.
We're in for a treat.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I know. I mean, you see those portals in Kansas? Maybe it's the aliens.
No, they're getting ready to come in and be like, you guys are a fucking shit show. We are here to save everyone.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Do you think so? For anybody that doesn't know, in Kansas, everybody was like posting pictures and videos. There was like this big black ring in the sky. And like people were videotaping birds like going through it and like disappearing. And
I was, oh, poor birdies.
I'm like, what's happening? What's over there? Is it a portal? And then some people are like, they said it was like a smoke ring, but it didn't kind of look like that. I don't know.
Well, it definitely didn't look normal, and it did look like a portal because I've seen videos of that, like that, and like other places.
Yeah. Yeah. It was weird. I was like, what is that? What would you do? If you looked up in the sky and you saw that, what would you do?
The aliens, they're coming.
It's the aliens.
You're so souped. Like, there so they good. Are. Finally.
Spring is in full bloom on DraftKings Casino. New offers and promos are sprouting up daily. So right now, new players can play $5 on anything to get 350 casino spins instantly on a featured slot game.
So Meatballs, download the app and sign up with code Meatball. Take the featured slot for a spin and explore thousands of others in the DraftKings game library. Check back daily to claim the hottest offers and promos on DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Connecticut and Ontario. Eligibility restrictions apply. New customers only. Non-withdrawable casino spins valid for featured game only and expire in 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos.
Ends June 22nd, 2025 at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time.
Let's talk about something more not depressing.
Yeah, well, let's talk about our plans. So, so the kids, they're done. They're done with school. They are done with school. Summertime is here. Angela still has a summer program, which she's going to, which is nice. So he'll have that, I feel like, Monday to Wednesday. And then Thursday to Sunday, we are down the shore. It is summertime. And I know you are prepping for your big party. You have a big party today, Dee.
I know. So, yeah, today is CJ's last day of school. And then after school, everybody in his, like, all the kids in his class. And
no, wait,
parents,
he's going to be in first grade next year?
I know he is.
That is disgusting, Dina. What is happening?
I'm, like, really sad about
it. Oh, my God. I feel like he's still a baby.
He's nervous. He's like, then I go to first grade? I'm like, yeah.
Stop. I'm going to cry.
Yeah. And he's like, but I still want Miss Singh. And I'm like, I know. Like, he loves his teacher. I'm like, but you know what?
Yeah.
See her. And I was like, you never know, Cameron might get her and then you see her then, but she's going to be tutoring throughout the summer. So I'm like, and you're going to see her through the summer.
Yeah.
But he's like so sad to be leaving his teacher.
Oh, so sad.
I know.
Poor Nugget.
So I invited all the kids from his class and the parents and their siblings. And then a couple kids that he's friends with from like baseball and just like knowing them in school. So if there's going to be like 70 people at my house.
God damn. I'm calling the cops.
Yeah, mostly kids, but it's going to be fun. I'm getting a bounce house from Jersey Jumpy. So that's going to be fun. And it's like one of the water slide ones. And then I have like the pool, the playground. So I think they're going to have a blast. It's going to be a good time getting food. Oh, my God. My kids' army crawling into the pantry again. I can't.
They're getting ready for the party.
Cameron is army excited. Oh, they're so excited. I got so many snacks.
Love it.
Yeah, adult beverages for the parents because we deserve it too. And, yeah, it's going to be a good time. I'm excited.
Such a good time.
Wait. So I just saw you posted on TikTok about Karen. Do you mean Karen Reed?
Yes.
Okay. Because some people are like, who's Karen? I'm like, I'm pretty sure she's talking about Karen Reed.
Wait, posted that and then some of the comments were like, is that Dina's PTA mom friend?
Yeah.
I was like, no, Karen Reed, you idiot.
I know. I saw that. I'm like, well, I don't get that. What's happening? When are we going to find out?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's happened. It could happen by now.
It isn't. It hasn't. Because I was looking all day.
No, I mean, this airs tomorrow.
Oh, so right.
It could happen. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, well, you guys, we're filming this Wednesday. So we drop tomorrow, Thursday. Happy Thursday. As of right now, on Wednesday, there's no verdict yet. And everyone is saying that it's taking forever because we were supposed to find out yesterday. So everyone is saying it's taking forever because they're trying to figure out what they can charge her for because they don't want her to be, like, not guilty of everything. So I just feel like they're trying to, like, pin something on her.
What, driving drunk?
Yeah, probably driving drunk. But then also, so was everybody else.
I know.
So, like, this whole case is just fucking bullshit. It is wild. If you guys haven't, like, got into it yet, you can watch the documentary from the first trial on HBO Max. And then there's a podcast that I listen to. It starts from the very beginning of everything up until now. It's Canton Confidential, the Karen Reed murder trial. If you guys, like, really want to get all the information about it, that there's, like, a million episodes on everything.
If you put it into search on TikTok, you'll find out. You can find everything mm-hmm. about the case. But you know what's crazy? How do they not think she didn't do it? Like, they got rid of the dog. They sold the house. They redid the basement. Like,
threw away their phones at a military base.
Yeah, like, the threw fuck? Their phones. I'm sorry.
It's a cover-up.
I think what had, and like, they were trying to blame the plow, and then because the car was outside in front of his body, probably putting it out there, they never got plowed over there. So, and then I think what happened was she said, oh my God, did I hit him? And they're like, okay, let's run with that.
Exactly.
Like, and then it's just a mess.
No, the whole thing is wild.
I think she's crazy. Don't get me wrong. I think she's a crazy lady, but I don't think that she killed him.
No, same.
But crazy pants, all of that stuff. I can't wait to find out. If she is guilty for the entire thing,
there's going to be a riot.
Yeah, then the system is just, ugh. First of all, Aunt Bev, the freaking judge, is
fucking corrupt.
Yeah, she's so in cahoots with them and this whole thing. I'm like, over it. She shouldn't even be the judge for this trial. I don't know why she's still the judge.
The whole thing is insane, Dee. It's just wild.
It's going to be a crazy movie for sure. Anyway.
Yeah, so we'll see what's happening with that. Yeah. I hope she is not guilty, obviously, because I really don't think she did it.
I think she's crazy, but I don't think she did it.
Yeah, same.
But yeah, I saw your TikTok. I was like, yeah, we have to talk about it.
Yeah, let's see what the hell is going to happen. And then the Menendez brothers, we all forgot about them.
Yeah.
I guess they're having a retrial. No, not a retrial. They're having something to where they can actually get out. Because they were pushing it until like December, but then something happened. I don't know. I have to do my research more and then we'll talk about it next week.
Yeah. I feel like they were so abused.
Oh, so abused. And I feel like they did their time. Like, it's been fucking, what, 30 years?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah, so I feel like let them out. Let them live the rest of their lives.
Yeah, I agree. Not like they were, like, woke up one day and they're like, yeah, I'm going to just kill my parents.
Their dad was, like, touching them and harassing them.
Life and, like, mentally fucked up.
Yeah. Disgusting.
So disgusting. I can't believe that there are people out there that would fucking do shit like that. I hate people.
Oh, it's your own kid. Fucking sick.
Fucking gross. Ugh. But anyway. So I have exciting news. So
you're pregnant.
No, not I'm pregnant.
Ugh.
I'm actually, so Christopher John, we just signed up for some vendor events in August.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So one of them is in Toms River, and then one of them is in Jackson Farmers Market. So we're going to do, do a whole bunch of clothes and then sell them at the vendor shop. So I'm we're going to, be like at a vendor thing, which I think will be a lot of fun.
Cameron. Oh, nice.
Yeah. So then, I'll promote, that we'll be there, and then hopefully people will come and buy some Christopher John.
Oh, I'm sure. I love that for you. And then we still have to figure out a date when you can come to the Snooki shop.
Yes.
And we can do that as well.
Yes, definitely. Cameron, this is not being good. I told him if he's good for the podcast, then I will buy him a Lanky Box toy.
Ooh.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Are you watching Love Island?
No, I've never watched, but I feel like I should.
So this season's... So I have watched. It's a good show. This season is dramatic, though. This one girl, she's, mentally abusing this one guy, and they will not get rid of her. I think the producers truly aren't getting rid of her because she's bringing views. Mm-hmm. But, even his parents put out a statement, we don't like the way this girl is talking to our son, cursing at him. He's trying to kill other people, and she's being psychotic. She's waking people up in the middle of the night to fight with people. She's being crazy.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So everybody, all the viewers are get her the frick off the show. She's mentally abusing this man.
Oh, crazy. That's not cute. But no. That's reality gold. Producers love that shit. Right.
Because
it's
that's
so
why
toxic.
Oh, she's so toxic. Her name's Huda.
But Huda?
Huda.
Makeup?
Yeah. Oh, Huda. I don't know. But yeah, she's definitely reality TV gold for sure. She's so toxic. And I believe being, in the industry, I think the producers are not letting her leave. I don't think it's America voting to keep her or I think that they are telling the other people on the island, what do you call them? The islanders, that they have to keep this lady because she's good for viewership.
Oh yeah. That's annoying.
It's you should watch it. You would even say it. You would be like, oh yeah, producers are definitely keeping this her here. Cause they all hate her. They all hate her.
And where do you watch it on?
Hulu.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, it's definitely the producers. Because if you hear the way they talk about her, they're like, they hate her. And they don't want her to stay. But then all of a sudden, they'll talk about her the entire time. And then they save her at the end. And I'm like, no, that doesn't make sense.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch. Because I saw everything trending on TikTok and everyone's talking about it. And I'm I should watch this.
Yeah. So
I started watching it. It's pretty good. I do like it. I'm in there.
In there like swimwear.
For real. All right, let's get to some meatball questions. And then after the meatball questions, I'm going to hop off because I have to go get CJ. He has a half day today. Okay.
Alrighty.
First fan question. Hi, Meatballs. I've been a fan since the beginning and I've loved watching you become moms. How do you handle planning childcare and filming? Does production give you a far enough advance notice to plan it out? Thanks and love both. Kelly E. from New Jersey. Actually, I love this question. Because sometimes it's difficult to get childcare when we're, because we don't get a lot of, like, we'll have hold dates, but sometimes those hold dates get like, you know, they're like, we're not going to use them, or there's just so many hold dates that you're like, how, I can't hold my entire life.
Oh, it's nuts.
And you can't expect your sitters to hold their lives. Like, oh yeah, hold all these dates. Like, that's not fair to them. So usually they'll be like, okay, like, I'll only have a couple days to really see if my mom's available.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's hard to sometimes get sitters. And sometimes that's why, like, I won't be at a reunion or you won't be somewhere because we don't have anybody to watch the kids.
Yeah, so for me, I thank God I have, like, even you too. Like, our family is just amazing when it comes to, like, helping us when they can. Because me and Dee don't have, like, babysitters. It's all family members. I just feel cozy that way. Like, I don't really trust a lot of people around my kids, you know?
I don't either.
Yeah. So, and Angelo is such like a, I don't even know the word. Angelo was just comfortable around family. Like, he wouldn't be comfortable with a stranger coming over and babysitting. Like, he needs to, like, get to know you. And that's basically what I need a babysitter for, is really Angelo and Gigi a little bit. But, like, Lorenzo's 13, so he's good on his own. But I need Angelo's six, you know? So, it's very hard to film. It's like with any job. And, you know, you're doing overtime or you're going away for a job. It's like the same thing. So, yeah, if you don't see me and Dina the whole time on trips, one, because we don't like to be away from our kids more than 3 days. And then also, you know, we probably don't have a sitter. There's nobody to watch our kids that we're comfortable with.
Well, that's the thing. Like, so during the day, like, it's harder because a lot of, like, my family works. My mom doesn't. So if my mom's available, then we're fine. But say my mom's not available, now I'm like, oh, crap. I'm like, I really don't have anybody. Everybody else is like, has a normal job. So sometimes it's difficult. But usually we make it work because they do, like, will give us holding dates or whatever. And if they give us the problem is, like, they sometimes don't even know where we're filming or when we're filming or the exact date.
Yeah, it's very chaotic, guys.
It's not like we could be like, Mom, next month at this exact day, I need you, because it changes all the time. So, yeah, sometimes it's difficult. But I feel like you said, like, that's any job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hi, Meatballs. I've been rewatching Jersey Shore and got to season 3 when Dina came. Normally in a show, when a new cast member comes, it's hard to adapt to them. I felt like Dina fit in perfectly. Dina, what was the hardest part about joining the cast?
Yeah.
Ooh. You know what? I really did feel like the first night was a little rough, but yeah, I feel like I like meshed well. I meshed well pretty quickly. I feel like everybody, remember, they were like, everyone was like, you were like the missing ingredient. And that always made me feel like really nice.
Yes.
I feel like everybody was so toxic when I came in because of like everything going on. Yeah. I think I kind
of, none
of
us were getting along.
Yeah. I feel like I kind of brought in the positivity because it was like fresh. Like, I was like kind of like fresh blood, didn't know what was really happening. And then like, I was able to kind of like bring a little lightness into the darkness of what was happening with all of you, really. But I think the hardest part was just like coming in when there was like a fight happening, because right away everybody thought like, whose side is she on? Clearly. Because that happened.
Yeah, but I feel like we got over that. And then
I was happy it happened the first night too, because it was like, once that happened, it was, everything kind of fell into place. I feel like it kind of needed to happen.
And I was so happy that Dee was there, because obviously I knew these people aren't drinking with me like I want them to. So I knew Dee was going to be my ride or die, and I would have so much fun with her. So, oh, thank God. Thank God, Zee.
Yeah. Yeah, I was happy to come in. I was excited. And I felt like, yeah, I got lucky that everybody was so, like, I mean, the first night, like I said, was a little rough. But after that, everybody loved me.
Yeah, how can you not love you?
It was a good time.
My meeple.
Now look at us, 16 years later.
Look at us.
Look at us. Okay. Okay, this is a meatball question for both of you. How does it feel to have a family in the spotlight? Like the constant fan pressure, drama, is it hard to separate the show from your personal lives? I've genuinely asked myself when watching Family Vacation how hard it could be. Love you guys, and thanks for always putting your best in the show. P.S. Currently having a meatball night. Hannah from Kentucky.
Nice. Ooh,
I hope your meatball night was great.
Yeah, probably hungover.
Probably hungover listening to this.
Definitely.
Drink some liquid IV. Honestly, I tend to separate my filming from my family life pretty easily. Like after filming, I kind of just go back into my normal life. I do my normal things, and that's really it. I mean, when we go out, people do recognize, you know, me and the kids and Chris. But everybody's, I mean, for the most part, everybody's super respectful, especially if my kids are with me. So
yeah,
I find it pretty easy to separate the two.
I agree. I feel like it's just like a normal job, which is, I know it's totally not, but I feel like life isn't like crazy like you think it would be for us. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like Kardashians. We're in LA. We go to get coffee and there's paparazzi everywhere. Like, that is not our life. Our life is very normal. Our kids go to school. We're like regular moms.
I literally am like, it was so funny. So we had an art show. I told you about CJ's art show, and we got home and Chris goes, you're like the mayor knowing everybody. I literally am like that mom that knows like all the moms, all the dads. Like, I'm like a mingler. I literally.
Oh my God,
like,
I could see you doing that.
Yeah. I'm like, I know I say on the show I'm a PTA mom, but I truly am. Like, I get involved all the time. I volunteer for everything. I'm always at the school. So I feel like I really just make my life normal. You know, I think it's all about like the person. Like, me and you are like just very like normal and humble and go back to our normal lives. Like, we aren't Dina and Nicole.
Right.
And I think that's what, you know, makes us who we are. Agreed. And then when we go to film, we're meatballs. Then we go home and we be normal.
Yeah. There's different sides of us, guys.
Yeah. Mm. Hi, meatballs. Love listening to you guys. Do you listen to any other podcasts or are you too busy? Can you maybe do monthly show show recommendations? You usually give recommendations, but not regularly, and I would love to watch along with you. Have a fab day. P.S. Thanks for finally giving me the chicken cutlet recipe. Brianna from California. No problem.
Nice.
I don't know. So I guess Love Island is something I'm watching now. It's super dramatic right now. What else do I watch?
So I just watched Straw on Netflix because everyone was talking about it and like posting.
What is it?
Straw.
Straw?
Yeah. Everyone was posting about like the reactions of like their moms and stuff. And I just watched it. And so I watched it while I was like walking on my pad, on my walking pad. And I literally fell off. I fell off. I was crying. It wasn't great, but it's such a good freaking movie. So if you guys need like a quick movie to watch, I think it's like under 2 hours.
Okay.
But it's just like one thing after the other happens to her. And then at the end, it's just like everything comes together and it's like, what the fuck? Like, this poor lady. So Straw is a good one that I just watched. And then I just binged You, the last season of You.
Oh, how was it?
Oh my God, so good. And I'm like, I was judging it because I'm like, oh my God, like the last season I didn't really love. And I'm like, how much more can they do? Because I knew this was the last season. I was like, what is this going to be about now? So I was definitely judgy coming into it, but it was so good. Five stars. Okay. Five stars.
Do recommend.
Yes.
Me and Chris started Bad Monkey. It has, what's his name in it? The guy from Wedding Crashers. Why can't I think of his name?
Oh my God.
Not the blonde guy.
Hello?
Hi.
Vince Vaughn.
Yes.
Oh, that. God.
Vince Vaughn.
Oh, that was like really upsetting, right?
It's good. We're only on episode 2 because we watch it and then we wind up like going to sleep because we're tired. But so we started that. That's good. That's on Netflix. I think it's on Netflix for a time. I feel like there's a lot of shows coming out though. Stranger Things is coming back. The Summer I Turned Pretty is coming back. There's a lot of ones. I like The Summer I Turned Pretty. If the new season's coming out, so if you haven't watched the first two or three seasons, I recommend that show. It's really good. I love it.
Love it.
Where am I? Okay. Oh, is this the last question? Okay, this is the last question. It says, hi guys, if you could swap lives with any one of your kids for a day, what's the first thing you do in your little shoes?
Ooh.
And how long, oh, this is cute. How long would you last before begging to come back? Also, I just want to let you two know that you guys are the best. Whenever I'm feeling nostalgic or want to take a step back in time for just an hour, I always turn on Jersey Shore because it reminds me of how simple and fun life used to be before the world got super crazy. Oh, that's true. That's true.
Amen. Love you guys.
Billie Jean from Virginia. You're right, Billie Jean. Everything got super crazy. But this is a cute question. Let's see. What would I want to do?
Well, I would definitely be Giovanna. I would be Giovanna because I would be like, oh my God, I'm going to do a backhand spring full and I want to go fly. Like I would, I would live my glory years again and do cheer. And she is 1,000 times better than I ever was. So I would definitely switch with Giovanna and I would go to cheer and I would kill it and I would throw all my stunts. And then I'd be like, okay, that was great. Like, all right, it's time to switch back.
Time to go back.
Yep.
Okay, what would I do? So I would probably, no, I would switch with both of them. I feel like they both are just like so fun. But I guess if I had to switch, it would be, I think I would want to switch with CJ just to see like what he's doing, like how he is in school and how like him being with his friends, you know, like school without me there, and, like seeing how, you know, he is in school.
Well, that's cute.
Yeah, I would like to just see him like mingling with his friend, like being there and seeing how like they mingle and being in school and, you know, recess and like, you know, the entire thing.
Stop.
And then I would come, and then after school, I would come back and be the mom.
Like, all right, mom mode, let's go.
Yeah. Like, okay, now I see what your life's like when you're in school. Ugh. All right, meatballs. Well, on that note, I actually have to go pick up CJ from school because he's on his half day. One more, last day of school. So,
same.
Yeah.
Everyone pray for us, because now it's summertime and they're home every single day. Like, I'm excited, you know, just to like lounge and like, you know, just go in the backyard, go swim and relax. But that's like, that only lasts for like the first week. And then it's like, all right, we got to do something with these kids.
I'm making a summer bucket list. It worked last summer, so I'm doing it this summer. I'm going to make a list of everything that we could do. And then if like, I'm like, all right, we need to get out of the freaking house. I'm going to look on my
literally
bucket and be like, all right, we're doing that.
Yeah, so if you are meatball mamas, we are in this together.
Yes.
We got this, mamas.
Yes, we do.
All right, meatballs, have a great weekend. We love you so much. Have the best time. Go have some wine and drinks. We did it, T.
Let's get sauced.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.